This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. What is this world coming to? I would imagine a vast number of people are saying that. Not surprising, considering the current political situation, combined with mass shootings and other disasters that seem to appear on the news on a daily basis. It's a good time for a little anxiety, isn't it? In fact, most likely. According to my local VA hospital, veterans are experiencing more anxiety than ever before, and for the same reasons listed above. Add to that PTSD of returning war veterans, and it's no wonder why so many vets are committing suicide every day. One of the biggest problems of anxiety and depression is the tendency to feel bad because you feel bad. What do I mean by that? It could go like this. I'm so worried every day, so depressed over all of these terrible things. There must be something wrong with me. Why aren't I strong enough to hold up? After all, hasn't the world always been a stressful place? And aren't we all still here? That's feeling bad because you feel bad, believing that there's something wrong with you because you can't seem to hack the program. But let's look at that. First of all, there are good reasons why you're feeling anxious. First, it all seems to be so huge and totally out of control. All of these world leaders rattling their sabers, making threats. When will World War III break out? And then what? All of these maniacs with assault rifles blowing away innocent people, the rise of racism, nationalism, friends and families polarized over political, religious, and ethical reasons. Have you noticed how fearful you feel talking with someone you don't know about our current administration? So, the first step is to realize you're quite normal. Feeling uneasy in these times is expected. We don't know the future, and we're all instinctively fearful of the unknown. In fact, if you didn't feel uneasy, that would mean you're either completely unaware of what's going on for one reason or another, or you're incapable of it. But you're not. You are aware. And it's your generalized compassion for your fellow human beings that brings you these deeply felt concerns and worries. So recognize that this is your good side trying to speak out. If you didn't have these feelings in spite of knowing what's going on, then you'd have no empathy, and I can't think of a worse way to live. When you feel powerless, it's always a good idea to talk about it with anyone. Words do indeed have healing power, just by expressing them as you express your feelings to a sympathetic ear. So speak up. It's the one thing you have. This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.